Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, Pittsburgh, Starling Marte comes back. 80-game drug suspension, steroids, performance-enhancing drugs, left the team mid-April after just 13 games. He's back tonight. How are you going to greet him? You know, this is it's a complicated situation. The Pirates have had guys before who have been busted for performance-enhancing drugs. They have one on the team already, Francisco Cervelli. Happened when he was with the Yankees. They brought in Edison Volquez to pitch for them. He was good enough in, 14 season to get the start in the wild card game against the Giants. Dependable pitcher. You cheered him wildly. Cervelli's one of the most popular guys on the team now. That's Amore, right? Marlon Byrd, they brought in 13. Helped them down the stretch. Played big in the playoffs. Hit a home run off of Johnny Cueto, leading, I believe, to the Cueto chance. Cueto dropping the ball on the mound. Russell Martin hit the next pitch for a home run. Those guys all busted for steroids. Byrd, Volquez, Cervelli. But it happened with other teams. You know, they hurt other teams by cheating and getting caught. They didn't hurt the Pirates. Well, in Marte's case, he hurt the Pirates, and now he's returning to them. I'd like to know where they might be in the standings if they'd have had him all year. I think he's a really good player. Wish he did a few more home runs, and, you know, who knows? Maybe he hears that from me and a lot of other people, and maybe that's why he tried the steroids. I have no idea. But I think he's a good player, and I don't know where they would be without him. So you have a right to be mad at him. You have a right to feel betrayed by him. I think his teammates have the right to be mad at him and betrayed. And he talked, I guess, yesterday about how when he first spoke to the team, you know, right before he left the team, he spoke to in the clubhouse, apologized, apparently was in tears. And he said some guys were mad, some guys were angry, some guys felt betrayed. Listen, most baseball players, A, are clean, and B, don't like the cheaters. They don't like having to play a game where the playing field isn't level for everybody. I remember having Sid Bream in these studios once years ago talking about Barry Bonds and his disdain for Bonds and how he said, I don't care if he ever gets into the Hall of Fame. The clean guys don't appreciate the cheaters cheating. But by the same token, if the cheaters, you know, after they do their time, if you will, can help the team win and put money in the players' pockets and help them get to the playoffs, they'll learn to forgive them. I don't know if Marte spoke to the team yesterday. Maybe he'll speak to it again today. I'm sure he'll apologize. He was very apologetic publicly, said he knows he did a lot of harm, said all I can do is try to play my best and win back your trust. That's really is all he can do at this point. I have a feeling his apology was sincere. I don't think it was just lip service. I think he's a smart guy that knows what he did hurt the team, hurt the fan base, hurt everybody. But what I didn't like about what he said yesterday is he has no idea how he ended up testing positive. He has no idea how this steroid got into his system. He said he never injected himself or had anyone inject him. I'm too cynical to believe that he doesn't know what happened. These guys are world-class athletes. They know everything that they put in their bodies, or they should. If they don't, shame on them, because they should. Marte said he just has no idea how he got caught or how he tested positive for this. That's the only thing that really bothered me about what he said yesterday. I do think he's contrite, and I do think he wants to try to make up for it. But that leaves you, the fan, in an interesting predicament. Maybe you want to let Marte have it and let him know how disgusted you are by what he did, but by the same token, he's still on your team. Booing him all the time is not going to help him. Theoretically, supporting him may help him play better, and that will help your team maybe win more games, and that's the bottom line for fans, isn't it? Winning games. I think you can have it both ways. I wrote about this in the Post-Gazette on Sunday, and I believe it strongly. He's going to be introduced as the starting lineup before the game tonight. I would boo heavily. If I was in the stands, I would boo. And then he's going to be introduced again when he comes up and bats in the first or second inning, depending where he is in the lineup, and I would boo even louder and let him know, you know, what he did was hurtful. I think he knows. How about, let me put it this way, remind him of what he did was hurtful. And then forget about it. You know, don't boo him again. You know, you don't have to necessarily cheer him, but give him a chance to turn the boos back into cheers. You've given your message across, and then let him try to prove to you that he deserves your trust again and can help your team. I have no doubt that the first time he gets a big hit or hits a home run, he'll get a big ovation. Wouldn't it be something tonight if he plays the Josh Bell role? You remember Friday night against the Cardinals, Josh Bell hits a home run in the bottom of the ninth to win the game. How cool would that be if Marte did that tonight or something like that, got a big hit to win the game? I guarantee you most of Pittsburgh, at least most of Pittsburgh that shows up at the ballpark, again, very disappointing crowd, 18,000 last night for the first game against the first-place team, the Pirates season on the line, a gorgeous Monday night in Pittsburgh, only 18,000 show up for it. Pirates definitely have an attendance problem, definitely have an interest problem. But getting back to Marte, my point is fans will cheer for him if he plays well. If he doesn't, if he comes out of the box slow, he's going to hear about it. And no matter what he gets, he has brought all this on himself. I don't think there's any question. He's brought it all on himself. I would expect he's going to play pretty well. I really believe that. I think he's a really fine player. He was an all-star last year. He stole, you know, a ton of bases. Hit well, just didn't hit a lot of home runs last year, but hit pretty well. I would expect him to come out firing and help the team right away. Is it going to be enough to help him catch Milwaukee? I don't know. You know, as long as they don't lose two of the next three or three of the next three, I think they'll be in pretty good shape to at least compete down the stretch. And I think Marte will help them. All right, you've heard from me. I want to hear from you. 412-928-9370. How are you going to greet Marte tonight? How should Marte be greeted? 412-928-9370. Let's start this segment with Mike. Hey, Mike, how are you? Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, sir. You know, I was just telling the screen caller that I was, you know, honestly, with Marte, it was a selfish thing that he did. It was a personal thing. It affected him and his team and, yes, the fan base. But the part that, you know, it makes you mad, too, is we have another person out there in Jung Ho Gong that did the same thing, but he did it with alcohol, and that affected not just his life but the citizens of Pittsburgh that he was driving around. You know, and, you know, doing selfish things like that, you know, I wish he would have owned up to it. You know, and just like you, I'm upset that he just didn't say, listen, you know, I'm sorry, I screwed up. You know,
he did say he was sorry, but the fact about he's saying he doesn't know how this happened, I find to be ridiculous. And I don't want you to think that I'm condoning what Gung did by any stretch. It's just that Gung is out of sight, out of mind. He's not coming back. If he came back tonight, I would think the same sort of reaction would be very much in order. But we're talking about Marte because he's the one who's coming back, you know.
Well, point well taken. And with Marte, you know, there's a caveat to his apology. His apology is, I don't know. And I have to agree with you 100%. These guys know exactly what they're doing every day because they have to, you know, even after the season is over, they have to take care of their bodies. They have to watch what goes into them. They have to exercise. They have a routine, a regimen. And baseball players are very superstitious. So, you know, his apology is not accepted because he did it with the caveat. And that's, you know, you're going to be a man. You're going to make these mistakes. Own up to it. Just own up to it and say, look, I screwed up. I'm sorry. I don't want to talk about it. I just want to go forward and just deal with it from there. But he didn't do that.
Well, Mike, if you were, I don't know, are you going to the game tonight?
No, sir. Unfortunately, I've got five kids I got to feed. I got to work.
Okay. If you were going, how would you react? Would you boo him at first? Would you cheer him? How would you react? Or would you do nothing?
I wouldn't do anything. Honestly, you know, to me, booing him is irrelevant, you know, because here's the deal. If he comes back and he hits a home run and he contributes well to the game and he, you know,
he's going to be cheered. He's going to be cheered.
Correct. I mean, it's going to be water under the bridge. It's going to go away. So the boo is more a superficial thing. So, no, I'm not going to do that. I'm just going to boo one of my own. He's here. I'm a Pirates fan. I love the team. I'm not going to boo him. I'm not fighting, but I'm not going to boo him.
All right, Mike. Thanks, man. Have a great day. All right, we want to hear from you. The line's open, 412-928-9370. My pal and colleague from the Post-Gazette, Stephen Nesbitt, due to join me at 11 o'clock. We'll get his take on Marte and all things Pirates, but I want to turn over center stage to you, 412-928-9370. I'm Ron Cook. It's Cook and Pony.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.